This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Cindy Lengobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. MET has welcomed the International Disability Month by hosting games to raise awareness of disabilities on its anniversary lane. Ndiwe Kamane, a student counselor in the Student Counseling Unit, says they aimed to create a better understanding of different types of disabilities and as peers on how to support those who are living with unchangeable conditions. She says playing the disability-related games allowed the students to have an experience of using the assistive device that are used by students with a disability daily on campus. She emphasized that awareness contributes to reducing misconceptions, stereotypes, and stigmatization. In other news, the African National Congress's national spokesperson, Bulle Mabe, says the ruling party is ready to host its 55th National Elective Conference next month in Nazareth in Gauteng. The conference will take place from the 16th until the 20th of December. Mabe has been briefing the media on plans and logistics for the week in Luthuli House. He has applauded ANC members thus far for the discipline that they have shown.
I must again thank our members of the ANC throughout the length and breadth of our country for the discipline that they have displayed. Albeit some incidences that we have had, we came here and conveyed our condolences to the families of those of our members who have lost their lives in one Grand General meeting out in Mpumalanga, and they said to our members that this must just be one isolated incident and must not be seen spreading across, and the manner in which they've gone to carry themselves in all other subsequent meetings was quite exemplary and very encouraging. So we hope that they will again display that level of discipline this coming weekend.
And finally, small-scale sugarcane growers are celebrating after being paid by Tongaat Hulett. The sugar producer failed to pay around 400 million rands for sugarcane delivery since September. Payment to commercial growers is still outstanding, and Andrew Russell from the SA Cane Growers Association says that business rescue practitioners are prioritizing the payment of growers.
Some small-scale growers supplying those Tongaat Hulett mills at Felixton, Amatikulu and Maidstone have been paid for the deliveries of cane that they made in September. That payment was due at the end of October, but due to Tongaat Hulett placing themselves into voluntary business rescue, that October deadline was missed. We have received reports that many of those small-scale growers have been paid. We can't say all because we haven't checked with all of them, but that is more a feeling of relief for those growers rather than celebration. It is money that was owed to them.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.